Last week we studied, if you remember, the holiness. God is holy, the Son is holy, and the Holy Spirit is holy. And we learned that our God is holy, and He wants us to be holy. So I said last time we are going to see what the Word of God says, how to be holy. About Abraham, the Word of God says he was sanctified, or he was became righteous by faith.
Amen. Right.
So now the faith makes you righteous. But before the faith comes, we have to hear the Word of God to get faith. So the Word of God says, first step is this, you have to hear the Word of God. And when you hear the Word of God, doesn't mean just hear. Hearing the Word of God means obeying the Word of God, practicing the Word of God, abiding in the Word of God. That makes us clean spiritually and holy. First message Jesus Christ gave, Mark chapter 1, verse 15.
And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
Okay, when you say saying, means he is telling people what to do. And he's saying the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the gospel, believe the good news. Now, even though he says repent first, the people have to hear the word of God to repent. You cannot repent without hearing something. So, when the gospel comes to the person, and then the person thinks, I like this gospel, I like the heaven, I like Jesus, I like salvation, I like to go to heaven, all of these things are good for me. And then we know you cannot go to heaven as you are, you have to repent. So first thing is hearing. So when you hear the word of God, then you can believe. So the first comes hearing, repentance, and then believing the gospel. Let's go to the St. John chapter 15, and we're going to study what does it mean hearing and believing the word. Start St. John chapter 15, start from verse 1.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, and it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me.
Now here, when he start giving the example about that I am the vine, you are the branches, and now he's saying how you can be clean and holy. And the verse 3 says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now seems like if somebody says, I heard the word according to this verse 3 and I'm clean. But the hearing the word doesn't make you clean. Hearing the word means obeying the word. Obeying the word or abiding in the word of God. That's what it is. So let's read following verses and then we know. Then we'll come back to that. Verse 4 onwards.
Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Now see, again he's saying, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. So what he's trying to say, if you hear the commandments, means what? Commandments means whatever the God says. He's not saying about 10 commandments. Commandment means whatever God says, do. You do it. And he says, whatever my Father says, do, I do. The same way, when you do whatever I say, that means you are loving me and you are in my love. Somebody says, I love my husband, I love my dad, I love my brother, I love my pastor. That's good. Do you listen to them? Do you obey them? If you don't, then there is no love, period.
True.
Now somebody says, I love my husband, but I don't do what he says. But not what he says means if he says something wrong, you don't have to listen. The same way God does not say anything wrong. So when we're listening to the commandments of God. So our example is Jesus. Jesus says, I love my Father, that's why I listen to his commandments. And that's why if you abide in me, means if you want to listen to me and if you want to obey me, then you will be sanctified. Then you will be separated. Then you will be clean. Then you will be holy. But if you don't listen to me, and then you cannot abide in me. And here is verse 7, he says, if you abide in me and my words abides in you, then whatever you ask, it shall be done unto you. Some people say, oh, God doesn't hear my prayer. Do you hear God? If we don't hear God, how can we say God is not hearing me? God wants to listen to us. We have to listen to God. It goes both ways. You cannot say, I'm not listening what God says, but God should listen to me. He says, if you abide in me, and what? My words abide in you. Then whatever you ask, it shall be done unto you. So the key word is, listen to God, obey the word of God, stay in his word. That shows that you love God. And then we can be sanctified. Verse 11.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you.
Again he says, whatever I heard from my Father, I made known to you. That means whatever I learned from my Father, I am teaching you. I abide in my Father. I listen to his words. I love my Father. I do his commandments. And I'm passing it on to you. Now he's saying, I do not call you servant, but I call you friend. Why he's using the word friend, do you know? Because anyone, if they have intimate friend, they will tell all the secret to that friend. Otherwise, that cannot be friend. If the person doesn't trust that person, then he's not a friend. Your friend, intimate friend, will keep the secret. And that's why people trust the intimate friend. If you have a friend and you tell something and that friend tells somebody else, and then you come to know, you are going to lose the faith in your friend. You are not going to tell that person more secret. But the Father and Son, they are one, united. So Father doesn't hide anything from the Son. Son doesn't hide anything from the Father. Holy Spirit doesn't hide from Father or Son. They are united and they always work together in unity. So Jesus is saying, I'm calling you my friends. So that means whatever I heard from my Father, I'm passing it to you. And so that is why he said, you are my friends. But that friendship was only until Jesus Christ shed his precious blood. After Jesus shed his precious blood and buried and resurrected and went to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to the church, then friends became the bride. See, the difference between friend and bride is completely different. So now, all the Old Testament saints call friends. Why? Because Jesus Christ said to the John the Baptist, he is the greatest one who was born among the women. But whoever is the least in the kingdom of God, he will be greater than the John the Baptist. So if the John the Baptist is greatest among all the old prophets, that means you can take Moses, Elijah, David, or any other prophet. John the Baptist is greatest. And if the John the Baptist is greatest and he is called friend, then all other people became friend. But to us, after the day of Pentecost, the church was born, and the church is called what? Bride of Christ. We don't have that subject today, but I'm just saying the closeness. The friends are close to each other, but the husband and wife has more closeness than the friend. Because Christ died for us, he gave his blood for us, and he redeemed us with his blood, he purchased us with his blood. Now we are the bride of Christ. So we have closer relationship with Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ said, I'm calling you friend, but now we are more than a friend. Okay. So we learn in John's Gospel 15th chapter and verse 3, he says, you heard my words, and because of hearing the words, now you are clean. Let me read. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So in short, what he's trying to say, I gave you the word, you listen to the word, and you are following the word. Now you are not worldly, but you are godly people. And when Jesus Christ was praying, he might be praying in Gethsemane, or he might be praying alone. But that prayer is recorded in St. John's chapter 17. Let's read from verse 14. St. John chapter 17, starting from verse 14.
I have given them thy word, and the word hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Now see here he's saying, sanctify them through thy truth, and thy word is truth. That means he says, sanctification comes for the hearing the truth and the hearing the word of God. Jesus Christ said, ye shall know the truth, and what? Truth shall set you free. Free from what? Free from sin, sickness, disease, or any evil thing. So knowing the Christ means what? Not knowing means reading about it. Knowing means having intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. That can make us holy, clean. And then he says, they heard my word, and they are not belong to the world. They have belong to you. They have give up the worldly stuff, and they have followed me. They listen to me, whatever I said. That means they are obeying my commandments. And they are not the worldly people. He's talking about disciples. So I'm not telling you, means he's saying, I'm not asking God, take them away from this world, because the world is sinful. We are living in the world, but we are just like a light of the world. The word of God says Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he made us also the light of the world. So we are going to shine in this world for Jesus Christ. So he says, how they're going to do it? how they're going to be clean and holy and sanctified by thy truth and by thy word. Because your word is truth, and truth can set them free from all uncleanness. So in short, God is truth, Son is truth, Holy Spirit is truth. God is holy, Son is holy, Holy Spirit is holy. What God speaks, Son speaks. What Son speaks, Holy Spirit speaks. So they are all in unity. And so there is a one person who is messing us, that is the devil. Let's read 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. He is called a liar.
Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is an antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that hath acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life.
Now here is saying, there is someone is liar, he denies the Father, he denies the Son. That means he denies the truth. And the devil always brings some lies. And if anything is not lined up with the word of God, that is from the devil. And so he denies the Son, he denies the Father, he denies his word. But he says, read the verse 24.
Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father.
Okay, so what he's trying to say, let them therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. And in this which is we have heard from the beginning, shall remain in you. So that means whatever we heard from the beginning. From what? From God the Father, God the Son, or the God the Holy Spirit. God speaks to us through His Son. We'll learn in book of Hebrews chapter 1 that in the last days He spoke to us through His Son. Before that He spoke to us through the prophets, and but now we heard Jesus Christ is speaking to us. And now the Holy Spirit is talking to us because Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit. And the verse 25 says, and this is the promise that He had promised us, even the eternal life. So in short, he's trying to say, if you don't abide in me, if you don't hear the word of God, if you don't keep the word of God, you are not going to have eternal life. Verse 26.
These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
See, now God speaks, as I said, Son spoke to us, and now the Son is not here in the fleshly form, but he is in heaven. So he said, now the Holy Spirit God sent to us, and we are anointed. He is talking to the church. So the church is anointed by the Holy Spirit. Now, when you say church, every church is not anointed by the Holy Spirit. The church who is not filled with the Holy Spirit, the church who do not believe in speaking in tongue, the church do not believe in miracles and healings, those people cannot be anointed. They are believers, but they are not anointed. He says, if you are anointed by the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you in all truth. If you are a child of God, the Holy Spirit will guide you and teach you and make you understand everything what the God is all about. And then he says, then you can abide in God. What the Holy Spirit is teaching? Holy Spirit always glorify Christ. And Christ glorifies the Father. So they are united And they have the desire that each and everyone should abide in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that's the way we can be holy or we can be clean by the Word of God. The Word of God is just like a mirror. When you read the Word of God will point you out that something wrong with you. And some people, when they read and the Word of God's trying to point them out something, their weaknesses, they said, maybe this is a wrong chapter. And they go to another chapter. And they go there and their Word of God is trying to teach them something. Finally, they close the book and say, I don't want to read the Bible today. Why? Because the Bible can speak to you. Bible is written by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will try to find out what the problem you have. So here he's saying, you have to abide in the Word of God and listen to the Word of God. Listen to the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit teaching you, because the Holy Spirit will not teach you anything wrong, because he is also truth. He cannot teach you anything lie. And so once you are in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, reading the Word of God, our life will be cleansed every day by the Word of God. So the first sanctification, a first holiness or cleanness comes through the Word of God.
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him.
So in short, he is trying to say, all the children of God, they are born from above. If you do not hear the voice of God, if you do not repent for your sins, if you do not receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you do not love Jesus Christ, if you do not obey him, you cannot have the righteousness of God. Because we are the children of God, we have the righteousness of God. And here he said, if you don't have the righteousness of God, we cannot make it to heaven. Because he is not coming for unsaved people, unholy people, or the people who do not abide in him, or people do not read the Bible or study the word and follow the Lord. He is not coming for those people. He is coming for the people who are ready for him, always searching the word, always reading the word, always praying, always busy telling about somebody about Jesus Christ, always abiding in him. Otherwise, he said, you will be ashamed when Christ comes. Christ is not coming for ordinary people. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, if you read, he is coming for the church.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
How he's going to present the body of Christ? Washing by the word. That means the word is sanctifying you, cleansing you, and preparing you for his coming. If the person is not listening to the word of God, he is not reading the word of God, his life is messed up. I will not find any Christian person who is a born-again believer and do not want to read the Word of God. I met one lady in the supermarket one day, and she said, I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again child of God. I said, do you read the Bible? And what chapter are you reading? She said, I don't read the Bible. This is only people wrote it. I have the fresh word from the Lord every day. I said, how do you know? God is talking to you, a devil is talking to you. If God is talking to you, he will talk to you according to the word of God. Anything God speaks to you, he will not go against the word of God. Whatever is written, he will remind you, because the Holy Spirit, the same thing he does. Jesus Christ said the Holy Spirit will come and remind you what I taught you and bring you to your memory. And he will not teach his own, but whatever he learned from me, he will give it to you. So this is what the Holy Spirit told us in the Word of God. Holy Spirit guided the people of God to write the scriptures. And the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of Christ, guided these people to write the scriptures. So they were written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. So now he says, if the person denies the word, how can be he holy? God wants this church to be holy, he says, without spots, without wrinkle, or without any blemish. Every day the person reads the word of God, his life will be improved. The holiness will come to this man because the word of God will sanctify him every day. So the word of God has more power to cleanse you. Now, the last verse I'm going to give in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Now, when you read this scripture, sounds so comforting. He says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things, what things? Whatever is written in the word of God. Then he says, the time is very short. So some people will say, oh, somebody was reading and I was listening, so I got blessed. The reading is blessing and listening is blessing, but what is the important? Whatever you read, do you believe what the word of God is saying? Are you going to obey the word of God, what you're reading? Or are you obeying the word, what you're hearing? Hearing the word of God means obeying the word of God. We cannot just read the word of God and do not understand anything. That's why people say, when you're reading the word, don't read it in your mind. Some people are fast readers, and without even opening their mouth, they can read the whole page. And the people are teaching you fast reading without opening your mouth. But I don't believe that person will be understanding too much. Because when you're reading loud, it's, you know, you're hearing double with your eyes and with your ears, and then it will go to your heart properly. So the reading and listening is important to obey the word. Otherwise you read, you listen here, goes with another ear. When you read with your eyes, with your mind, and you hear again, you got a double portion. And so he says, when you listen, you read, and then you keep what you read, means keep the word, obey the word, and then you will be blessed. It sounds like three different kinds of people get blessed, but he's trying to the same person. Are you reading? Are you listening? Are you obeying? Or even the somebody is listening, just think somebody is a blind person, and you reading for him, and he's listening. Then he has to listen and obey what he's listening. And so, even a blind man, or deaf man, or whoever it is, whatever the way you can listen, and read, and study the word of God, important thing is what? Put it in practice. Listen and do what the word of God is saying. Then the blessing will come. And what he's saying? He is saying time is at hand. What does it mean? Some people, they listen and they say, okay, I'll do later on what God's word is saying. Or I'll do it later. He says there is no later. Tomorrow doesn't come. Today is the day of salvation. Do whatever you want to do today. We cannot put spiritual things for tomorrow or later. That's what he's saying. The time is at hand. That's why this Bible study is important. Why? Because Jesus Christ is coming very soon. So, okay. Now I finished the part one. Part one was the sanctification or the holiness through the Word of God. Word of God is important. So you have to hear the word of God. You have to believe the word of God. You have to obey the word of God. You have to practice the word of God. Then the sanctification starts every day in your life. Now the second thing I would like to tell you, the faith. Now, belief and faith is the same thing. Jesus Christ said, Luke chapter 18 verse 8, shall he find faith on the earth? So, in the last part, it is said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So that means faith is disappearing. People will not have faith in the last days. So he says, when I come, the people will be still having faith, because once the church is gone, it will be very difficult for people to have faith in God. So he says, when I come, it will be difficult to see the faith on earth. What he's trying to say, faith is very important for the Christian people. Without faith, we cannot get saved. Without faith, we cannot get healed. Without faith, we cannot get any blessings. So the Christianity is established on faith. The other religion, they don't have to have faith. What they have to do, they have to obey their rules and regulations, and that's all. The Old Testament is also the same. They have to do the rules and regulations and they will be fine. But the Abraham is the only one person in the Old Testament, and that's an example to the New Testament. He is the only one heard the voice of God, and God says, leave your family and follow me, and he followed the Lord. And the word of God says, we will be reading, but when he followed the Lord, he followed by faith. He believed the Lord by faith. Whatever the Lord says, he did everything by faith. So the faith is important in a Christian life. Okay, let's read Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
Which are sanctified by faith. That means the people who were sinners, unclean, Gentiles, or even the Jewish people, they were living according to the Mosaic law, but the Mosaic law was not able to sanctify them wholly. Only people are sanctified or set apart for the Lord's work by faith. Let's read Romans chapter 1 verse 5.
By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name.
Okay, so he is trying to say only believers are the example to the whole world, because we are not living by sight, we are living by faith. Christian life is based on faith. So he said this is a good example to the whole world, that we are living by faith. Romans 3 verse 22 and verse 28.
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference.
Okay, now he says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. So, righteousness of God, righteousness means what? Righteousness means right standing with God, means God sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says, you are not sinner. When you say you are righteous, or you are holy, you are sanctified, you are justified, or you are cleansed, they're all the same thing. So he's saying, we are sanctified or we are holy by faith in Jesus Christ. If you don't have faith in Christ, the cleansing will not start. We believe Jesus Christ. Why we believe? We believe Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for me. He rose again. He's a living God. That's why we get the salvation. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ came for me and died for me and rose again, we cannot have a salvation even. Read that book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
With heart you believe, for the righteousness comes believing Jesus Christ. You have to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for me. He is the living God. He has power to cleanse me and make me clean. And so the faith takes a good part to cleansing you or making you holy or giving you righteousness of God. Without faith, it is impossible. Romans 3:28.
Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law.
Okay, so he says we conclude means there is no other thing than faith. If you have faith in Christ Jesus, you are justified by faith. See, justification comes by faith. The righteousness comes by faith. The holiness comes by faith. The reading the word of God and believing the word comes the righteousness of God. So, we have to have the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ, not doing rituals. Now, some of the people, we are reading the book of Galatians, we will be learning more. We learned that Galatians people, what they did, they started by spirit, and then some man comes to their church and say, hey, you don't have to believe only, you have to do some rituals, you have to do some circumcision, you have to do something. That's why Saint Paul was so mad. Now we are going to starting the third chapter next Sunday, coming Sunday. He starts like a foolish Galatians. He said, you are fools. And in the word of God, when he say fool, means do not believe in God, do not trust in God. Those are the people are called fool. Or somebody says there is no God, those are the people are called fool. So if you have faith in Jesus Christ, you are justified, not by works, but by faith. Romans chapter 4, verse 5.
But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
So your faith is counted for the righteousness' sake, not by works that somebody should boast. The salvation is what? Gift of God. The grace of God. And so, once we have faith in Christ Jesus, that faith will count us for righteousness. So this is the second step, that not only believing the word of God, but trusting what the word of God says or what Jesus Christ is all about and his teaching is all about, his sacrifice is all about, his resurrection is all about. Every doctrine. Some people say, I just believe these things, but I don't believe this. You cannot do that. If you say, believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but I don't believe in water baptism. But I believe Jesus Christ and the water baptism, but I don't believe in Holy Spirit. Doesn't work that way. Because this is all the plan of God. This is all the teaching of God. This is all the will of God. So we have to obey all truth and everything. Then only we will be justified by the word of God or by faith. Romans chapter 5 verse 17.
For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
One man, Adam, brought the sin into this world. And if everyone listened to Adam and follow the Adam's teaching or live in Adamic sin, they are not going to be holy. We have to believe Jesus Christ is the only one, shed his precious blood, sanctified us, so we got like a gift, he says, the gift of righteousness we got through Jesus Christ. And so, by faith, we get the righteousness of God, and the righteousness of God means holy in the sight of God. Now, book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17, we read how the faith comes. And as we learned before, hearing the word of God or obeying the word of God is tied with your faith. Okay.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right. Now, if you read that chapter,
how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Or how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report?
Okay. Now here the word of God is saying, you have to have faith in God to have the salvation. And there's a, how the salvation will come, somebody has to preach to you. So the first one who preached to us is Jesus. Even the Abraham heard the gospel, the word of God says. In the book of Genesis chapter 12, God gives him some kind of message that in you, all the nations will be blessed. That is the good news. And so the word of God says Abraham heard the gospel before. After that, all the prophets were preaching. And then book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 or 2 if you read, he says, now in the last days, God spoke through his son the word of God. So there is no excuse. The message is preached to all the earth. And everyone knows the gospel. Now somebody will say, in African jungle, or the India's Himalaya mountain, those people didn't hear the word. How God is going to judge them? Don't you think those people should go to heaven because nobody preached to them? If you go to the book of Romans, we don't have time. Read the whole chapter of book of Romans. It says in that chapter that God has put some good conscience in the man's heart. So the according to the conscience, the man will be judged. Now person doesn't have to say, I didn't hear the gospel. God says, I kept in your heart the good conscience, and good and bad you know. Now if there is some person stands in front of God in the judgment day, he will say, I didn't hear the gospel. I said, okay. Did your heart tell you not to murder? Yes, but you did anyhow. But that's wrong. So not a single person can stand before God and say, I didn't know, that's what I did it. Each and every one will be judged. The person will be judged without the gospel. The person will be judged with the gospel. And the person will judge with the commandments. Either way you judge the man, he will be guilty. That's why the Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is not a single man can tell us that he didn't know the truth. He says in from the beginning, and he says the gospel is went where? The ends of the earth. Now somebody will say, there are so many places they do not know. But now with the satellite and with the radio, the word of God is going around the world, and there is not a single space there is no gospel. As long as you have the shortwave radio or some portable radio, you can hear. And the people are preaching the gospel. And if they don't hear, then they have conscience. The word of God says, you should search the Lord like a blind man searches the thing. When you start searching, God will reveal himself to any man. If somebody is searching him, I don't care he's searching in a jungle of Africa or anywhere. You remember that in Samaria, Philip was there. And Philip was preaching and so many people got saved, whole town got saved. But there was one man, Enoch, sitting in chariot and reading the book of Isaiah. And he didn't understand. The Spirit of God told Philip, go and catch up with him and help him. Why God sent him there? Because the Enoch was searching. He was reading the Bible and didn't understand. You give the Bible to anybody, and if that person start reading the Bible, the finding the truth, that person will get saved. So they have to have hunger and thirst like a blind man looking for the stuff. Those people will find the truth and they will be coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Okay, Galatians chapter 3, verse 5.
He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
He said, therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you. He says, the Holy Spirit is working among you, doing the signs and wonders and miracles. Do you think these miracles and signs and wonders can be done by doing the law? No. We never saw somebody offer the sacrifice of bull and goat and miracle happen. Even though they were sick and afflicted, the priest will say, do this sacrifice, do that sacrifice. They will never be getting healed right away. But you remember that Jesus saw those 10 lepers and said, go and show to your priest. And while they were going, they got healed instantly. Why? Because they heard the message that if you go, if you obey, and what they were going to do? Go to the priest, and priest will tell them, okay, you are unholy. Now what do you have to do? Do this kind of sacrifice. And that takes longer time. They have to shut them up for a while. And then every 7 days or so, they have to come to priest and show. And if they're clean, then they can go to the people. Otherwise, they kept outside the community. But when Jesus Christ said, go and show to the priest, while they were going, they were completely healed. One came back. Say, where are those 9? But Jesus Christ, the word, they heard and they got healed. So he says, signs and wonders and miracles doesn't happen by the works of the law. It happens by faith. So faith plays a role to get you righteous, get your miracles, healing and everything comes by faith. I'm going to finish within a couple of minutes. Okay, let's read Galatians chapter 3 verse 6. Or 6 to 9, and we are going to finish it here.
Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham.
Right. So now he is saying, Abraham believed and the gospel was preached to Abraham before even Jesus Christ came into this world. So he said, if you want to have the same blessing of Abraham, Abraham had faith. And if you have faith of Abraham, you are going to get the blessing of Abraham. And the last verse, if you remember, Hebrews chapter 11, 6, it says, but it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So what we need, faith for righteousness, faith for sanctification, faith to get holy, faith to get miracles and healings, faith to get salvation. So the second step is for your holiness is faith in God. Without faith, there is no righteousness of God. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to sit with you and learn from you. Give us grace to be holy. And Lord, reading your word, studying the word, having faith in Jesus Christ, day by day, all situation, trusting in you, we will go to holiness day by day and preparing ourselves for your soon coming. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen.